On today's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First reflects on the end of a Buffalo landmark, Record Theater. First, a look at the significance of the major expansion coming to the Albright Knox.
When this is completed, which will be somewhere around 2021, somewhere in that range, this will attract more people into Albright Knox. And they're not just going to go to Albright Knox, turn around, and leave. We've seen this with Birchfield Penny. We see it right now with Albright Knox. You see it with the History Museum. People who make their way there, they tend to make their way to other points, be it the Elmwood Village, be it Hurdle Avenue. There is a direct spin-off effect. And from a development standpoint, starting at the Skajakwita and working your way south towards Children's Hospital, there's a half dozen or so major projects that have either been completed or in the pipeline. It's about $430, $450 million worth of investment, mostly private sector, in the Elmwood Village. You have Albright Knox, which we've talked about, the Hotel Henry that just opened earlier this year. You have Carl Palladino's building, 905 Elmwood, where JT's just opened. You have a little bit further down the Children's Hospital site, which is going to be the Queens Light Project. So you put all these things, all these pieces together, and it is going to change the landscape of Elmwood, and it's going to change it in a very positive way.
The changing face of Elmwood. On the other side of the coin, just a few blocks away, a portion of Main Street where Record Theater has stood for so many decades.
Since 1976. In many respects, it was a community center, the place where people gravitated to, not just to pick up the latest Bob Dylan release. It was an icon in its own right. It's sad to see it go. We all have memories. I have a lot of memories of Record Theater.
Example.
Shortly after it opened in November of 76, I went with my friends because those days, I think they were open until midnight or something, fairly late.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember buying Al Stewart's Year of the Cat there. In fact, I still have the album.
But do you still listen to it?
Not in a long time.
The 11-day power play. That is something that you actually brought to my attention several months ago. There was some talk that you might be able to participate. That's not the case. But just maybe, since you know a lot of the participants, what do you have to say about the 11-day power play?
I think it's a great thing. I think it's a very noble effort. They've raised more than $1 million for Roswell. Yeah, it's the longest hockey game ever. But it's really a bunch of people getting together to say, we're going to do what we can to help Roswell do cancer research, especially against these days where the federal government seems to be slicing cancer research dollars.
And final question, Jim Fink, look inside yourself. Could you have made that 11 days?
Easily.
And on that note, that'll end our Press Pass. Jim Fink of Business First, thanks very much for joining us as always.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next month.